You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So school just started not long ago. For some people, it's only been a couple of weeks. For others, it's like 3 or 4 weeks. But what's interesting is that schools are already reaching out to some parents with, quote, issues. And I have one particular friend of mine. This is what she posted on social media the other day. She got this email from her kids, plural, school. Hello, parents. Lice has been reported in third grade. Please do a head check tonight.
Like little monkeys. Get in there. That went through my school in sixth grade. The entire sixth grade class got it, except me and one other kid, because we're clean. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's because you weren't playing with anyone.
But you had worms, too.
There is that.
So one of her friends replied, I got you beat. Memo from school on week two. Irresponsible kid left his lunch all weekend in a hot DPS, not air conditioned locker.
Yum.
And opened it on the lunch table following Monday. Several kids reported maggots. School wanted to let us know, maggots in all of caps.
Did he eat it?
So some parents are already hearing from the school about these kind of things. Or there could be some people who are getting phone calls or emails about their specific child. And we thought, you know what? This is where we open up the phones and we say, let's have a few laughs this morning. Tell us how you've already been contacted by your school. All right, Jason, what's the story?
Yeah. So unfortunately, I was the one who had to make the call to the parents.
Oh.
It was last year. A couple weeks into the school year, we started getting a smell in one of the boys' bathrooms. Couldn't put our finger on it. And about a week later, one of our teachers was going into the boys' bathroom just to check on things, because we like to do a sweep, make sure they're not dirty, et cetera. And we found three boys putting poo in the dropped tiled ceiling.
Wait, what?
So it almost looked like a really bad Norman Rockwell picture. There was a kid standing on top of a garbage can, which is upside down on top of the sink. Because these are elementary kids. They're not big enough to get to the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
They had pushed back a ceiling tile. One was handing him the poo, and another one was squatting in a stall over a paper towel to get another bath.
Okay, all right.
All right, yes. This is great. I want to be disgusted, but yet I'm so impressed by their ingenuity.
I want to know what you say to the parents when you call them. Let me tell you what your son was doing.
Was the word poo involved?
What was really funny was the teacher that caught him says to me when one of the parents came in to pick up their kid, caught him brown-handed.
Yeah. Come on. You have to use that line. You pretty much have to.
Most of the parents are good, but some of the parents come in. Two of the parents were fine, but then you get that third parent who's like, well, you know, my kid really wasn't a part of this. They feel like they have to be a defense attorney for their child. regardless of the evidence being presented, you know, they have to. They're legally obligated. And it's anyway, generally the parents were fine. The kids got suspended, and the parents had to pay to have the tiles replaced.
That's fantastic, man.
Well, I want to thank you for giving Dom and Jeremy an idea to do here at work. Thanks.
Because we know where the ladies' restroom is here.
Uh-huh. So. Up and over.
Jason, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Sure thing.
We appreciate it. Oh, that's a good one.
Pretty good.
Boys are gross.
That's impressive.
Oh, come on.
We've talked about girls.
Yeah.
We've had that topic on here.
But that was a story about boys, and boys are gross.
You don't even want a scorecard of who's grosser. Here's Yvonne. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, good morning.
So why did you get a call from the school?
Actually, my son, this is his first year in kindergarten, so he's still adjusting to the whole, you know, school scene and what goes on and things like that. After the first week of school, he was hitting kids. They wanted to suspend each other. They had already labeled him as, like, the bully. The teacher was kind of singling him out, telling the other kids not to play with him, things like that. For me and his dad, I mean, at that age, kids, they don't understand what suspension is. It's more of a punishment or something for the parents.
It is, yeah. Now you got to figure out what to do with them.
I'm wondering if Jeremy is going to be getting that call when Reed starts kindergarten.
Yeah, maybe.
Is he?
He's a little Chuck Norris.
Is he aggressive?
Yeah, well, he's already kicked. He threw a little temper tantrum and kicked his teacher already.
And,
remember, he's four years old. And he's four.
Oh, you should get them together. They could start a gang.
Yvonne, thank you for being on the show.
I'm kidding, Denver.
We were kidding. We appreciate your call. Here's Dina. Good morning, Dina.
Good morning.
So, all right. So parents are already getting calls from schools. What's your story?
Well, my daughter decided to have a sunflower shaved into the side of her head. And she went to school for an entire week without anyone saying anything to her, the teachers or anything. And she went to school this week and the principal saw it and his perception was that it was a marijuana leaf and told her she had to shave her head.
Huh.
But it's a sunflower.
That's so Sinead.
They're two totally different looking plants.
Well,
a head of a sunflower versus a pot
leaf. You don't
know
how well the sunflower was performed on her.
I'd have to see it.
Did she do it herself? Mm-hmm. The sunflower?
No. She went and had it done, and it looks like a flower. People say it looks like a flower.
Yeah.
Well.
But the perception is the pot weed.
All right, Dina. Hey, wait a minute. How old is your daughter?
16.
Yeah, okay.
Is she shaving her head then?
No. A compromise was finally reached, and even though it's against school policy, she is allowed to wear a hat to school until her hair grows out.
Oh, jeez.
Give me a break.
I hope it's a hat with pot weed flowers all over it.
It's a hat made out of hemp.
Dina, thank you.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.